This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Stop and Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn Radio. Coming up over the next half hour, you will hear the most important sound bites from both the Commanders' offensive and defensive coordinators as both men spoke today. The format we do that in is something we like to call the Pick Six.
The six biggest Commander storylines.
It is caught!
Delivered at 6 o'clock sharp. It's the Pick 6 at 6.
We set out to find a leader, someone who could take this franchise to the next level and build an elite team that consistently competes for championships.
We'll start off with the offense, and then we will get into what Joe Witt had to say about the defense in our Pick 6 at 6, starting with number one. Anthony, do you have the big fancy numbers prepared for us today?
Number one.
Ooh la la, the big fancy numbers. Let's get into it, taking a look at some of what Cliff Kingsbury had to say, starting with the growth of the second-year players. That, of course, is most prominently Jaden Daniels, although there's some very important other ones as well. But with a guy who played so unbelievably well as a rookie, like, what do you want to see? Well, if you're his coach, probably a lot, because you have the most keen eye. So here's Cliff on the improvement he wants to see from Jaden in year two.
There's been a bunch of really good throwaways to keep us in manageable situations. So, carrying out his fakes at a higher level, he's just really treating each practice rep as a game, and that is showing up.
Simple. Just get those details even more locked in. I think that's something that has made Jaden special is I think Jaden has an ability to distill information that's really important. In other words, like, here's all this stuff that's got to happen, but like, what's the thing that I need to know? What's the most important thing? What's my role in this? So let's make sure the line's set. Let's make sure the blocking's set. Let's do this. But then, like, ultimately, when I say set hut, I got to carry out this play fake. So what does that look like? Or let's make sure we do it really well in the drill when that's the main focus and there's not anything else. We don't have to set the line. We don't have to do any of these other things. My job is to do this play fake. That way, when I'm worried about all that other stuff, I just operate at a higher level when I'm on autopilot in the game. Down distance situation, learning how to manage that, keep that stuff in mind at a higher level, knowing when a throwaway is okay or when you should force it or when you should run. Like, all that stuff really, really matters. And while it's really easy to be pretty good without that stuff locked in at the highest level, it's impossible to be great without it. And that is the level that Jaden Daniels is striving for in year two. Luke McCaffrey striving for, can I be consistently good? That would be great. What is Cliff Kingsbury seeing from his second year receiver?
Yeah, that's been, if you're going to find silver linings, some of those other guys being asked to step into starting type roles and us as coaches figuring out, hey, worst case scenario, if these two guys, Noah and Terry, got hurt, what would this look like? How would we play personnel groups? What would we need to do to maximize that group? So we've been working through that. But Luke has really come a long way from last year this time to now. Just the confidence. You know, we're playing outside a lot for necessity. I think he can play inside as well. But he's made some plays. The young kids had his number on some plays. But it's been a good battle. And he's definitely night and day difference from what he was last year this time.
It's something that I remember seeing in the spring. Just he's faster, the explosive athleticism that he has showed more. And so if they can get that on a somewhat regular basis in year two, and then he can become a real consistent player in year three, for a guy that's a very late third-round pick, basically a fourth, he was a compensatory third-round pick, that's good stuff. That's what you're looking for. But there's only one group of players that you like to talk about more than second-year guys. And that's the rookies. So that's what we asked about next in our pick six at six.
Number two.
Cliff Kingsbury asked about the young guys on the offensive side of the ball, specifically his first and his fourth round pick. So let's start first. Here is Cliff on Josh Connerly Jr.
Your guy is super talented. I mean, has everything you want. He's made the adjustment from left to right tackle, and I think there's still some fundamental stuff that he's got to get used to playing over on the right side, which takes some time, but he's game. Asks great questions, studies hard, works hard, so he's pretty much right where we expect him to be.
And that's good, coming from the guy who wanted him. Remember, it was Cliff who slid the note on Adam Peters' desk saying, hey, please take the tackle from Oregon. Thanks, Cliff. So we know that Cliff wants to see Josh Connerly. He's very invested in his success, as you would be for any player, but especially when you personally put your stamp on it. Like, you really want to be right about that, and you're going to work hard to make yourself right about that. I'd assume he also very much wanted Jalen Lane, the explosive Middle Tennessee State to Virginia Tech transfer who I saw a play earlier today that was floating around Twitter where he looked – very, very much like a young Terry McLaurin. It was a play from back in the Middle Tennessee State days, and he just caught a slant, and he was gone. That said, he's got a lot more comparisons to Debo, and he is listed on the depth chart, unofficial, that came out today, behind Debo in terms of being more of a slot guy. But all that said, Cliff Kingsbury, enough about me talking about Jalen Lane. Here's Cliff on the Commanders rookie wideout.
He's been very impressive. He's a coach's kid, been around the game his entire life, and if you tell him how to do it one time, he usually nails it. And then if he makes a mistake, he'll come back and get it corrected. But super, super talented, very fast. I've been really impressed. I don't think I could see some of those things at Virginia Tech, watching the film and getting him here in person and watching him run around and watching the coachability and the route tree that he can run. It's been really impressive.
Going to be interesting to see where he winds up, how big his role is offensively in year one. I do think it will continue to grow because of his coachability, because of his skill set, all that kind of stuff. But how ready is he right now? He is an older player, so exciting to see what he can do. Of course, there's one other rookie everyone wants to know about. We'll get to that as part of number three in our pick six at six.
Number three.
That would be Bill, but first, Cliff Kingsbury on the running back group as a whole.
A lot of guys that can play. I think there's probably six or seven guys that'll end up being on a roster this year out of that room, which is a credit to those guys and the job Coach Lynn does with them. But, you know, Bill, for a young guy, loves football, competes, very explosive. Like, he got ruled ineligible at Arizona and stayed and played scout team the whole year, which is like nobody would do that, you know. So that tells you right there the type of passion he has for it, and it shows up. So that was a exciting kind of pick for us and what he's shown so far. And then Austin Eckler looks as good as ever. We got B-Rob. We know what he is. C-Rod, J-Mac, Kaz, Felton's done good. So I think there's six or seven guys that are going to make rosters. And so it's been great competition in that room.
And, of course, as mentioned in there, you have Bill as a part of that. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, the seventh-round pick. Also worth mentioning, Debo Samuel is going to get some reps at the running back spot. So it's a pretty crowded room that Cliff and Anthony Lynn and the staff are trying to sort out.
Yeah, I like the group we have. There's no doubt. Bill's had some good flashes for a young guy. We'll see as we get into these competitive periods with other teams and preseason games. But the Debo, I remember being in Arizona, just the matchup issue where you don't know what personnel group they're in because they had McCaffrey and him, and sometimes McCaffrey's wide out, he was a running back, and vice versa. It's just, you can do a lot of different things. So that, to me, is the most exciting thing when it comes to game planning and finding ways to get him touches.
Going to be a lot of fun to see how the usage package goes, who makes the team. Lot to work out in joint practices. Most NFL teams now consider joint practices more important than preseason games. That was one of the things that Joe Witt was asked about. You'll hear from the Commanders defensive coordinator next on the Hoffman Show. But first, the latest from the world of women's sports presented to you by Wawa Chicken, how you want it, at Wawa with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Second half of the Pick Six here on the Hoffman Show. It's the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, YouTube at the Team 980. We let you hear from Cliff Kingsbury and talk offense in the first half. So if you just got in the car or just tuning in and you missed that, you can use the rewind on the Odyssey app, or you can check out the podcast, The Hoffman Show. Search it wherever you get your podcasts, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify. However, we pick up with
number four
and Joe Witt Jr., who was asked about Trey Amos, the stud second round pick. At least that's the way it seems in training camp, as he has been a bona fide starter. He's listed at the top of the depth chart along with Marshawn Lattimore, who has also had a very good camp. Here's Witt on his starting two corners.
Yeah, Trey's had a good day every day. He's a young kid that he's a rookie. So Jason Simmons and has done a really nice job with not putting too much on him, putting him in the right situations. He's a patient kid. Marshawn is healthy, so he's back to the guy that we're used to. I'm excited about the group on the back end, and you can't start with those two guys. Mikey touches the ball every practice. Noah touches the ball. He might not intercept it, but he's knocking it down. Jonathan might not have shown up in a splashy way, but they caught one ball on him, and that was a hell of a throw. Five could have handed it to, I think that was Debo that caught that ball over there. It was a hell of a throw. We just get back in the huddle on that. And then Carlin, he's done a nice job of covering as well. So I've been pleased with that group.
A lot of intriguing, interesting prospects. We talked a lot about the DBs in general off the top of the show, the 415 segment, segment two, if you are in podcast land. But none of this really works at the highest level unless Lattimore's really good. Like, he's the engine that makes the thing go the fastest. If you got to replace him, there's a bunch of stuff down chain that becomes a little dicey. So what has Joe Witt Jr. seen from the star corner acquired last year, mid-year, from the Saints now that he's healthy?
Well, he's out there. That's the first thing, okay? He's consistently out there. We last year, he went and fought his ass off, and he didn't practice very, very often. And so that's hard on a player, but he's a competitor, so he was willing to go do that and not be afraid of the result. You know, he just wanted to go out there and compete and help us win. And I think people lose that sometimes when the play might not be what you desired to be. But the dog-ass competitor, you can never go away from. But to answer your question, he's a really good press player. That's who I am, who we want to be. Nice feet. He still can hold the vertical control, and he's very, very competitive. So I've been pleased with where he is.
The competitiveness was never an issue last year. It was the play. But now it seems like the health is going to allow him to play at a much higher level. And that, along with Amos's apparent ascension, Sainer still another year of experience. And I still think Will Harris is a really intriguing piece as a chess piece in that back end. Big nickel, safety, to complement Quan Martin. It's going to be really interesting to see what Joe Witt Jr. does. And I love Joe, you know, just saying, like, this is who we want to be. Press man. Like, we want to be in your face. That is very much how they want to play defensively, an aggression that defines who they are and what it means to be a commander. Now they take their show on the road. Commanders and Patriots doing work over the next couple days, which brings us to
number five.
And the value of joint practices, which most teams now see as even more valuable than the preseason games themselves.
It goes both ways. So, you know, when you go against each other so much, they start to know your calls. You start to know their calls. You get used to the releases of the receivers. You get used to the sets of the blockers. So it's just good to go against new bodies. And now you can see, all right, are we doing what we need to do, or are we just used to playing a certain group of guys? Can we play our play style on the road? Can we travel with it? So I really enjoy joint practices. And hopefully, you know, with DQ, we can keep it clean. You know, the league has had a couple fights the last couple years, and we don't operate that way. We're a clean unit. And so hopefully we get up there and just get good work in, get quality work from both sides.
Anthony, if you are Dan Quinn and Joe Witt, do you call a special one-on-one, two-on-one, maybe Adam Peters in their three-on-one meeting with Marshawn Lattimore and go, Marshawn, we are a clean operation. We are not going to get into fights. Please repeat after me. Marshawn, we are a clean operation. Like, not that he's the only guy, but he is the guy that has a history of fighting dudes in playoff games, nevertheless in joint practices. So I think they'll keep it clean, but I can't guarantee it.
Yeah, I think Stephon Diggs and Marshawn is definitely going to be popcorn, for sure.
Yeah, that's definitely. I was trying to think who on New England. I was like, I don't know. Is he really
going to
fight?
Outside of Stephon, there's nobody.
Is he really going to fight Kendrick Bourne?
No.
Stephon, that's a possibility. That's definitely a possibility. Those two dudes, be a little bit volatile.
Yeah.
At times. Yeah. Yeah. I will say the one thing about joint practices is there's not typically fights on the first day. It's day two that's a nightmare, which is why most teams now schedule one day of joint practices. They do one game, the one day, that's enough, and then they'll play the preseason game. But if you do 2 days, by the second day, guys are just sick of seeing each other. And that's when, hey, God forbid you do three. Three never happens.
Three two, is insane.
Two, you're probably going to get, because, like, there probably will be a couple of, like, quick fights, but it's the brawl that you want to avoid.
Yep.
The one that spills over. I mean, I was at Commander's Jets, saw them years ago, getting the hell out of Trent Williams' way as he's swinging on people. I was like, I do not need to be close to here. Yeah. Yeah. All right. On we go, continuing in the pick six, with more from Joe Witt Jr. on the joint practices and what traits he's emphasizing in camp that will ultimately define the defense.
Yeah, we talk about mind speed. So if we can think fast, we can play fast. We go hard. We don't practice necessarily long, but we go really, really hard. And so make sure we're chasing the ball. Make sure we're being physical up front. We're not letting the ball get through. And you just have to practice that way. You have to live that way. You have to. This is an intense environment that AP and DQ have set, a very competitive environment, and you have to get used to living that way. And one thing I would say is, everybody in that defensive room lives that way for real. You know, in the past, there might have been some resistors that, there's nobody. I mean, everybody gets down the way that we want to get down right now. And so, and that's fun, and that's fun to go. So, I'm excited about this next pocket of going and going against the Patriots and being where our feet are and seeing how the next couple of days go.
Some resistors in the past.
Hmm.
Hmm. Do you have any idea who that could be, Anthony?
I have no idea. None at all.
Could it perhaps rhyme with Schmon Schmallen?
Really? Hans Palins?
Hans Palins? Out there resisting? Never.
I think so.
I just thought he was about lining up and kicking ass.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Somewhere in there was a resistor that's not here anymore.
Nope.
Which would make you think it's probably not someone. I mean, it could rhyme with Blonte Smaller, but like, Dan Quinn's had him in 78 different places.
Yep.
So I'm guessing it's not him.
Joe would coach him too.
There weren't a whole lot of other holdovers on the defense. What'd you say, old Hans Palin?
Hans Palins.
The resistance is futile. But it is a good sign. Guy like Deron Payne, not saying that about him. They very much like how he gets down. But I also enjoy the, like, you have to live that way. Like, we're about it. But you can get that out of players when you don't push in an unreasonable way, right? Hey, you only have two reps. Will you don't jog. Like, do your work, and we'll take care of you. Like, you can't have it always. You can't have three-hour practices where dudes are having to run hard all the time, chase the ball, like, if you want to establish this is who we are, you have to build it in short bursts. And I think that this staff understands that at a fundamental level, which is why the buy-in is so high and now apparently unanimous, as some of the resistors are no longer in the building. Number six, Anthony, if we could, please.
Number six.
Joe Witt Jr., mindset entering training camp. What did he want to see and how is it going?
Yeah, you know, there were a number of things. To myself, and this might sound silly, my motto, and I have it on my board right now, is let's do what's right, don't necessarily be right. As coaches, you know, you think you have all the answers all the time, and so I'm being very cautious to listen to everybody and make sure I'm doing what's right, not necessarily trying to prove that I am right, if that makes sense. And so allowing the coaches just to coach, getting out the way, putting the scheme in, detailing it out from a schematic standpoint in the meeting rooms and allowing them to go do it and focus on calling it in the right situations and then making sure that we're putting the players in the best situation, utilizing them. I don't think I did a good enough job in certain spaces with Frankie and Jeremy. We did good jobs, but the whole 11, I have to do a better job of using people's skill set. So those were the three main things that I really focused on my growth.
Something that I tried to remind folks of last year, Joe was a first-time coordinator. I thought he did a really good job of growing and getting better, being reflective in the right ways throughout the year, understanding that even though there's some things he wanted to do, he couldn't. We just had a great comment in the YouTube chat where, last year he did talk about being schematically challenged. And I think this year he's going to be able to do more of what he wants to do. But you have to ultimately balance what you want to do in your optimal circumstances with what your players are capable of. And that is something that Joe Witt Jr. Got better and better and better at last year, and it's something that I think he'll continue to be excellent at going forward as a defensive coordinator and perhaps one day a head coach in the NFL. That is our Pick 6 at 6, biggest headlines and storylines and sound bites of the day. We'll do that again after the joint practice later on in the week. New episode of Take Command tomorrow. We'll preview the joint practice and a lot more, so make sure you're subscribed to TC wherever you get your podcasts. And when we get back, it's our weekend in review, including a big WNBA injury, a big WNBA trade, and physical contact at the U.S. Championships on the track between two of the sport's biggest stars. We get into all of it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn Radio. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Saw Darius Dameron from the Grand Danny Show popping into the studio to say hello to Anthony.
Darius was in here. He was in here to inform me of some bad news, Craig.
What's the bad news, Anthony? Can you share it on the air?
Yes. Actually, I'll read it verbatim. Oh, the headline got me, Craig. This is how it started. It starts with an official statement from the commissioner, who is Darius Dameron. CGI will not return for Madden 26. That is the headline, Craig.
Is that his team?
No. CGI is the league. CGI is the league.
Yeah. The much-discussed league is not... Yeah, Darius, I don't know why that was breaking news to you. He's been saying that since the second the season ended. In fact, I think he was saying before.
Yeah, I didn't believe him, though. I didn't believe him, though. I didn't believe it until I saw it.
And Darius does seem like a man of his word.
He is, I think.
Darius is definitely a man of his word. So, tomorrow, right? Is when, no, the 7th. When's the 7th? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? Madden drops the early preview?
Yes.
Dog, I just, by the way, franchise mode this weekend. I got to the 23rd. I'm in 2034, I think.
Good gracious.
Jaden's still my quarterback. I think we just won our 11th Super Bowl.
He said his 11th Super Bowl.
I just put together a bomb squad. I had 1 year of absolute cap hell that I had to get through and somehow still won the Super Bowl because I just went absolutely, like, I set an NFL record in a playoff game. I just caught fire and threw for 595 yards. I'm playing on, I don't think I'm playing on all Madden, but I'm playing on all pro. So it's not like, I probably should play. I should level up.
All pro is still hard.
Yeah, all pro is not nothing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I went bananas. And then I had a billion draft picks, tons of cap space, because I got out of cap hell. And I have a goon squad.
Wow. What year? 2034?
Yeah, 2034. I think I might play this one out and then start anew on...
the new Madden?
On the new Madden.
I don't know.
But now I like want to keep going. Got young talent. I got, by the way, signed like Von Miller style. I signed Micah Parsons.
Wow.
He's still going.
He's 36, I'm assuming.
Something like that. His overall is in the 80s at this point.
But he's still good and effective.
Still enough. I also just signed Lamar as my backup quarterback.
Oh, wow.
He's like a down to like a 79 overall because he's 37 years old. But I did just have a 50-yard read option keeper in the preseason. That went to the house.
You're hoarding talent.
Not my fault. I managed things well.
Exactly.
Made a couple of big trades over the years. I got ballers, bro.
It's paid off too. 11 Super Bowls later.
You know you've been playing franchise mode for too many years when Antoine Stockton, the fake tight end you drafted in your first year, is now in his 30s.
Good gracious.
Yeah. I'm playing a lot of seasons.
That's not okay. The guys are like 22, 23 when they come out.
Yeah.
Yeah. At first, the
maybe,
math
maybe
math.
It wasn't his first. Maybe it wasn't his first one.
Yeah, but I mean, you're 9 years in, though. So
I'm more than that. More than 9 years in because I've won like 11 Super Bowls.
You said 2034, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Madden 25.
Yeah, but it starts in 2024, right? It's the 2024 season.
Oh.
So that would be year zero. I've definitely lost. I think I lost the first year. I don't think I've lost since.
I don't know. We're doing bad math over here, though.
Right on cue. I got my good math out of the way on Friday when I talked about Terry's contract.
Smart.
I saved the good math for the important stuff.
Yes.
The point is, I'm excited. Now I just want to go downstairs and play Madden. Anyway, this weekend, what else happened this weekend? Craig played Madden. That's not our weekend in review, which is still, after all this time, brought to you by
nobody.
Yeah, we gave him like a month. Still nothing. Huge WNBA news. By the way, the Mystics yesterday, frustrating loss to Atlanta, could not get stops outside of turnovers. Anthony, do you know how many defensive rebounds they had in the entire game?
8.
13.
Wow.
In four quarters. Not great, Bob. Didn't force enough misses. So they forced 21 or 22 turnovers. I think they forced 22. They had 21, which is obviously good on defense, bad on offense, but you gotta force, get stops and force misses too. And they just did not do that well enough. And when they did, they didn't grab enough of the boards. And as a result, you're not going to win that game. And it really got away from them in the second half. So, we'll see how well the Mystics can play in the second half of the season. And WNBA trade deadline is coming on Thursday as well, on the 7th. And we saw a big one this weekend. Dejounte Carrington headed from Dallas to Minnesota, provide backup guard depth. But then, I can't remember the order in which this happened, but this weekend, Nafisa Collier goes down with an ankle injury. They were up big in that game.
They were up like 50. It was like 90 to 49.
Yeah, it was an absolute bloodbath of a game against the Las Vegas Aces, who are just a mystifying team. I cannot believe they're this uncompetitive against the league's best teams. But it was just reported by Kendra Andrews 10 minutes ago from ESPN that Fee, the MVP frontrunner, is going to be out for 2 weeks. So that does a couple of things. One, it opens up the race to the top. Minnesota is still good, but they are definitely going to miss her. And so can the Liberty, can the Dream, can the Mercury, who have struggled a little bit in the second half of the season, can any of these teams emerge and try to retake the top spot and ultimately have home court advantage in the playoffs? Also, what does it do to the MVP race? Fee was far and away the front runner. 2 weeks is a long time to miss in a relatively short WNBA season, especially when games are pretty compact. I don't think that there's anyone else really that I think can make a case. If Atlanta goes on a run here, Alisha Gray probably would like to have a word. But the WMVP race is more open than it was, where it felt like it was a fairly shut case with Nafisa Collier. But we'll see in the back half of the season here. The Carrington trade is nice for them, gets them depth, a real defensive dog, obviously. And then, you know, they don't need to rely on her offensively at all. And then we'll see what happens in the next couple of days. Also in that trade, poor Carly Samuelson gets traded on draft night from here to Minnesota. You're like, yeah, okay, I'm going to Minnesota. I might win a title. And then you get traded again midseason to the worst team in the, or the second worst team in the league. Yikes. Speaking of the worst team in the league, the Connecticut Sun are on the verge of being sold. There was initially a report that it had been agreed to. Steve Pagliuca, one of the minority investors in the Boston Celtics, is the prospective buyer. They still need to finalize things, but it looks like, my guess would be, Anthony, in 2027, the Connecticut Sun are playing in Boston, and everyone in the league should be very pro that. Nobody likes going to Connecticut. Like, this is not a team that's located in like Storrs or Hartford or, and not Storrs. Storrs is kind of in the lower two. But Hartford, like a city with an airport. It's in Yukonsville, Connecticut.
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah. No, getting to it requires like, I think like an hour, 2 hour bus ride, like from Hartford or from Boston. Like it's a no for me, dog.
Yeah.
So getting to a actual major city, as the sport and league has far evolved past this, I'm fine with if they want to keep it in Hartford and like stay in Connecticut, especially considering the women's basketball history in Connecticut with UConn, fine. It should be in Hartford, obviously not in like Storrs where UConn's campus is, but they play a ton of games and there's a really good arena, XL Center, in Hartford. I lived in Hartford for a summer, which is why I know this very random fact. So the summer I interned at ESPN. But every time they play in Boston, they sell out. They should just move to Boston. It's the right place for a team. Like, Boston deserves a WNBA team. So that's my take on that. When we get back, what happens when two of the world's biggest track stars get in a physical altercation? On the track? We found out this weekend. Tell you more next. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. Always live as well on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and we're wrapping up here on YouTube as well at the Team 980. This weekend, USA championships for track and field, and there was a bunch of great races. The men's 1500 was bananas. You had three world-class, like, accomplished Olympian, like, including the gold medalist Cole Hocker in that race, and they had two brand new dudes make the podium. Just an unbelievable field on that. It was a great race, fast race, like 330. I mean, that's disgusting. That's almost that's 109 meters short of a mile, Anthony, in 3 minutes. 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Insane, man.
In 330, I don't think I could run 1,000 meters. Maybe if I full gunned it. But that's probably not even then. That's so gross. I mean, 330 for 800, so a half mile, puts you at 7 minute mile pace.
Yep.
They ran almost a full ass mile. So that was one of the big events. Sydney McLaughlin Lavroni runs the open 400, not her signature 400 hurdles, wins by over a second, goes under 49 seconds. She will compete for a world championship in the open 400 meters. So that's very exciting. From, oh God, why am I now blanking? Bullis High School.
Quincy Wilson.
Not Quincy Wilson.
Masai Russell.
Yet another U.S. championship in the 100-meter hurdles. So a bunch of the U.S.'s best athletes did their thing. And that included Noah Lyles, who only ran the 200. He did not run the 100 as the defending champion in the event. He has an automatic bye from the last world championships, even though they skip a year with the Olympic year. But he gets the automatic bye. So instead of trying to make the team on both, he just focused on his signature 200. And I believe that's how why he ultimately dropped the 100. And he wins the 200. Kenny Benarek in the lane next to him, who last time they raced in the 200 beat Noah. Of course, that was at the Olympics. I was there on the day that Noah had COVID and still won an Olympic bronze medal. But ultimately, yesterday, Noah gets the best of him and stares him down at the end. And then Kenny Bednarik doesn't like that very much and gives Noah a little shove. They have a little chat about it. Mm. Eventually they shake hands. Bednarik is basically like, bro, like, we're cool. Don't do that to me. That's ridiculous. Noah gave a bunch of no comments after. Just literally, no comment, no comment, no comment. Anthony, have you worn track spikes before in your life?
I have indeed.
Getting pushed in track spikes, not cool.
Nope.
Because you are very unstable. They are designed to go really fast forward. They are not designed to kind of hop around in. Very easily could have seen a rolled ankle there. And for a world-class sprinter, a rolled ankle is a big deal. So don't love that from Kenny Bednarik. I'm not going to be like, yeah, what Noah did was amazing. But, like, also, who cares? Like, Noah is Noah. And that doesn't necessarily mean that he gets away with whatever he wants. But, like, he likes to celebrate a little bit. And staring him down, like, to the victor go the spoils in that particular case. I think Bednarik's shove is ridiculous. I'm glad it didn't evolve in anything more. I hope that those two, because I like both of them, like, work it out. And there's a big kumbaya moment. But I think that was within the realm of respectful celebration, even if it was directed at Kenny. And I understand Kenny's point, too. Like, okay, cool. Like, I went out and won the 100. You were fresh. Like, you should beat me, whatever. But, like, he did. He won. And you have to deal with it and just be like, congratulations. Like, when you lose, you lost.
Yeah, I didn't know they had, you know, a lot of beef behind the scenes as well, though. That's what it sort of kind of seems like.
That's the thing is, like, I don't think they do. Like, Kenny's comments made it seem like they don't. That, like, they're cool. There is no beef. Like, sprinters like to talk. If you've watched Sprint on Netflix, like, everybody talks. There's a confidence and a brashness that you have to be a sprinter. But
yeah.
I don't think that theirs ever got anything more than just, like, friendly competitive. I got the sense those two got along pretty well.
I don't know. Based off the post-race, I guess, interview, it seemed like they had more to talk about after the race.
Well, I think part of the reason they have more to talk about is because they are cool.
Oh, okay,
and it's
okay.
Like, hey, we got to talk this out because that ain't right. We ain't gonna do this, at least in Kenny's mind. And I think in Noah's mind, he's like, there ain't nothing to talk about. I won.
Yeah.
How's the back of my singlet look?
Hey, yo.
What's our out time, Anthony?
56.
Okay. We got time for a quick real things thing. Maybe. 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 All right. Pick a good short one, Anthony. What do you got?
We just got one. We got Jaden. He admitted last year that he played through broken ribs on his Hail Mary throw against the Bears.
Nah, this was crazy. I ain't gonna lie. I was at home watching this one.
Was that 65 in the air?
Nah, you launched that one. Dude! I ain't gonna lie. That's like a dream. That's like a Hail Mary? Oh, yeah. That's a dream. To win a game like that?
Time him versus Caleb.
In the all black.
That's how. With a broke rib.
Damn.
Jaden with Jettis, Justin Jefferson, Saquon Barkley at the Madden release. Whew. You with the broken rib. All right, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Have a good one and keep your ribs intact.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.